Since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, tens of thousands of South Asians have made their way there to make money to send home to their families. Dishwashers, cleaners, drivers, and cooks have come from places like Bangladesh, India, and Nepal. They form part of an army of contractors that service the war in Iraq. But the system that gets them to Baghdad is riven with corruption and exploitation. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has spoken to a group of South Asians who have ended up in Iraq living in hovels, jobless and afraid.
4 months ago, 26-year-old Sushil Khadka left his wife, his two children, and his home country of Nepal for Iraq.
I dreamt of a good job, sending home my salary every month to feed my family, to send my children to school. That's why I came here, but that never happened. The opposite happened. It's terrible.
Now Khadka sits in a hut made out of salvaged cardboard, huddled next to a chain-link fence in a dusty corner near Baghdad's international airport. Flies swarm around splattered bits of old food and dirty blankets.
They made fools of us. Had we gotten work, it would have been all right. But they took our money and ran away.
He sold the family jewelry, all they had in the world, to pay a recruiter in Nepal $5,000. The recruiter promised him a job in Iraq working for American contractor KBR that would earn him $800 a month, a fortune in Nepal where the average income is $340 a year. But when he arrived in Iraq, he was told there was no work. The agent that was supposed to help him was arrested, and the visa in Khadka's passport was ripped out. He was left to his own devices, scrounging around the airport to find shelter and food. Khadka's not alone. The 40-odd men who live with him in this makeshift camp tell similar tales. 17-year-old Upendra Das sits on the floor chopping vegetables on a dirty plank of painted wood.
We eat once a day. Sometimes we can't even do that. I've been here 3 months so far. To get here, I borrowed from the village money lender. They charge a lot of interest. I can't leave, so I'm still waiting, hoping that I will get some work.
Another group of 1,000 South Asians have been held in a nearby warehouse for several months by Kellogg Brown & Root subcontractor, the Kuwaiti-based Najla Catering Services. The men there say they had their passports taken away and were confined in substandard conditions. The U.S. military and KBR say they are currently conducting an investigation. The U.S. State and Defense Departments have issued contracting guidelines that are supposed to protect workers in Iraq.
As in all things in Iraq, there's a policy in place, but there's no one there to really enforce it.
Investigative journalist T. Christian Miller, who works for ProPublica, has written a book called Blood Money about the mismanagement of Iraq's reconstruction. He says that the abuse of South Asian workers in Iraq is common.
It's definitely a situation of exploitation. You're talking about the most vulnerable people in the world, people who have no jobs, who are from some of the poorest countries, and are doing some of the dirtiest jobs in Iraq right now. That's essentially what the U.S. has done. The U.S. has contracted some of the most dangerous and dirtiest jobs to the poorest people in the world. At this stage of the game, 5 years into the war, there's no excuses for any U.S. company not to be aware of the issue of human trafficking and labor trafficking.
Back at Baghdad Airport, a representative from the International Organization for Migration has just shown up, offering the homeless South Asians free repatriation. The IOM only heard about the men 10 days ago.
Okay, where is Amrit?
Men crowd around as the IOM's Athar Ihsan hands out forms for them to fill out if they want to go back home.
I undersigned Amrit Bahadur.
Ihsan says the men's plight is desperate.
Those are victims. You see the condition they are live in. This is a very big humanitarian crisis.
Some here opt to fill out the forms. But Bangladeshi Muhammad Nazrul Islam says he wants to stay here, but he's been told he'll be jailed if he does.
The Iraqi authorities tell us they will jail us if we stay. If we leave right now, it's all right. But we don't want to leave because we've all paid a lot of money to get here.
Where will we find the money to pay off that debt? He asks desperately, adding, I want to stay, but no one here will give me a job. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.